Underground Preacher, reaching out to the Underground Church. And today, we are going to talk about how to deal with a psychopathic possession. In psychology, they say that a psychopath is born psychopath. That is because psychopathic behavior can be noticed from a very young age. Something like mutilating the house pet at a very young age, or seriously harming a sibling with no remorse whatsoever. As they get to grow up, most psychopaths tend to navigate towards military, police, and other armed forces where they can legally exercise evil, while others become serial killers, assassins, and so on. This only gives you an idea on how often you can come across a psychopath in this world and what they're really capable of. They have no remorse, and they don't care for another fellow human being's life. They are cold-hearted. People try to deal with them with medicines. But if you ask me, I will tell you that the problem is deeper than that. It is purely and simply spiritual. The Bible says in Hebrews chapter 13, verse 4, marriage is honorable among all, and the bed undefiled, but fornicators and adulterers God will judge. Having sexual relations outside of marriage is not condoned by God. That is because it opens up both parties to the powers of darkness. As a result, when a child is conceived under such circumstances, it also opens up the child to the powers of darkness, especially if the child is conceived through rape or under severe traumatic circumstances. That child will most likely be spiritually bound from the womb. And if you look at it, usually the mother will hate the way that the child got conceived and eventually hit on the child. And that hatred will just give the power of darkness even more access to the child from the womb. It's that simple. As a result, the power of darkness will take over the child and the child will be born possessed. We can see an example of a child being possessed in Mark chapter 9, verses 20 to 21. Then they brought him to him, and when he saw him, immediately the spirit convulsed him, and he fell on the ground and wallowed, foaming at the mouth. So he asked his father, how long has this been happening to him? And he said, from childhood. This scripture clearly gave us an example of a child possession. Yes, children can be possessed. To my understanding, what the world calls psychopath is none other than a child born possessed. Hence, the child has no remorse from doing evil because the demon is in control. And that being said, a psychopathic possession should be dealt with right away in the same way you deal with a demonic possession, with prayer and fasting, along with anointing oil. Because at a very young age, prayer and fasting for the child, along with anointing the child, will cast out the psychotic demon, and thus the child will be free and get to grow up and live a normal life.
Hallelujah.
But if the psychopathic possession is left unattended, so the child gets to grow up with that psychotic demon, things will get very, very complicated. The child that is now grown will have to undergo serious deliverance. Because the older he gets, the more his soul becomes one with the psychotic demon. The child ends up identifying as the psychotic demon and thus embraces the demon, hangs on to the demon. That gives the right to the demon to stay. We all know that forcibly taking something that someone wants out of their hands goes against the principle of free will. So even here, even though it's a demonic possession, because the soul is attached to the demon, you can't take the demon away from him. The host invites the demon in. That's what makes it very hard to cast out a psychotic demon out of someone. But not impossible, because the solution is to pray that Holy Spirit intervenes to help the soul detach from the psychotic demon. And at that point, deliverance can take place.
Praise God.
And the demon possessed will then get to receive his freedom.
Hallelujah.
So there is still hope. But keep in mind, however, that when that happens, the psychopath that have now become a patient will need to undergo rehabilitation. Because now that they are able to feel all the atrocities and wickedness that they have committed will hit them all at once. And they might suffer from PTSD. And we will address PTSD on a separate message. For right now, all we need to know is that the patient will have to be taught, like a child, to interact with society, to care, to deal with their feelings, and so on. Patience, along with a lot of prayer and fasting, will be necessary to reintroduce the patient back to society. But it's not impossible. The world says that once a psychopath always remains a psychopath. No, that's not a lie. For as true as a demon possessed can be delivered, so can a psychopath be delivered and be saved.
Praise God.
For Jesus Christ said it himself in Mark chapter 9, verse 23. Jesus said to him, "If you can believe, all things are possible to him who believes." Amen. Underground preacher to the underground church. And I am out.